Hello?
This is
Hello?
Rachel with a courtesy callback from Omax Health. How can I help you?
Well, I turned in an order over a week ago, and the lady said it would be in the mail the next day, and I should get it in so many business days. And I found something on my text messages that said, "We're having trouble with your order." I gave her a new credit card number, so I don't know why there's any trouble. Somebody had hacked into my old credit card, but can you check on my order? Maybe that was an old email, but I thought it was a new one.
Okay, if you could please provide me with your first and last name.
Nancy Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Weaver. And one moment, please.
Okay, that should have been two boxes going out.
Okay, Ms. Weaver, if you could also please provide me with your email.
nvweaver@bellsouth.net.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see. Hold up here.
It looks like if they had trouble, I would have heard before now, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am, I understand how you feel. All right, let's see. For security purposes, please verify your address.
110 Russell Street, Newton, Mississippi, 39345.
Okay, thank you so much. So let's see here. Pardon me. Opened up the subscription. I've gotten an account located that is showing your name and showing your address. But the last order that I'm pulling up, it shows was May 12th for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure for two boxes.
May 12th? No, I called last week, over a week ago. It would have been in July.
Let me look at this other account here because it shows there was another Nancy Weaver. Just to see if it may have mistakenly.
And I should have gotten a confirmation number from the lady, but I didn't.
I don't think that. No, this person doesn't have any account here. And you said you received a text message?
Well, let me look on this other phone and see what it says. I have to pull it up and see.
Okay.
Just give me a minute, please.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay, let me get to my messages. This would have been an email message. Okay. I'm going to put the phone down a minute and go through some of these and see if I can find it, okay?
Okay, not a problem, ma'am.
Okay.
Ms. Weaver? Ms. Weaver?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I can put in Omax Health and maybe it would come up.
No worries, ma'am. What I did was I looked back at some notes for you called in on July 13th.
Yes.
Okay, it says that you did call in to update your card. So I believe
right. There's
a pretty big misunderstanding here. Let me just confirm. Get back to card. Now, it shows for your payment information, there's a card that ends in 3065 and expires 523. Is that the updated card?
That's right.
Okay, so they did update your card.
But they didn't send the mail pills out.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You had a subscription for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure for 2 boxes. That is
right.
Still what you were wanting?
Right, that's what I was wanting, and that's what I told the lady, and she said they will be in the mail tomorrow.
Okay. All right, so let me reactivate something here. I don't know what happened with the system, but they did update.
And so I thought maybe in at least in a week I would have had them, you know?
Yes, ma'am. All right, so I'm sorry about the misunderstanding.
Wonder what she thought. Why'd she tell me she was sending them?
Well, the card was updated, and it shows we have a new system, and it actually has view subscription, but when I opened the subscription up, we've just had a system where our old system, everything's been moved over to the online store, so maybe that's what made your account inactive there.
Well, it looks like if I updated the card, it wouldn't be inactive, doesn't it?
Yeah, sorry about that, but it's a new system, so let me just... It has that your next order is supposed to be September 12th, but what date are you wanting those 2 boxes to go out?
Well, I wanted them in July and then again in September, but now that they haven't come, I guess we'll have to change it all. We talked about that, and she was going to send them in July, and then we said we'd just leave the other order in September.
Okay.
Like, is it about the 15th of September or something?
This shows it was the 12th, so I'm not certain what
12th.
happened.
That would be okay. The 12th would be fine, but see, I don't know what happened to July, and now it's going to be August before I get them.
No, ma'am. I can just put in today's date. The system will go ahead and process it. But
it'll take me a week to get them.
It's supposed to be like 4 to 7 business days. The company is using using United Parcel Service.
Yeah.
So that cuts down greatly.
But 4 to 7 business days would still make it August when I got them.
Because,
see, we're almost out of July. This is the last week.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. It's the end of July.
So I guess we need to put that other order out till October then.
I can also do that. But within, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Make it 2 months from when you send these, yeah.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and, let's see, that's reactivated. Shows your payment info, 3065, so all of that.
And there's no way you can send them rush since... there was a miscommunication, is there?
Not on our end. If you placed an order through the website, you could put in a request there for rush, but we can't do it in the call center.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. It's still the same amount, still the 2 boxes for the $48. And let me just move the date up here. Let me just edit that. Okay, so you want me to go ahead and put it in for today's date, correct?
That'll be fine.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Today is.
And I don't know if you see it on there, but one time they sent me 4 boxes at one time. You said that was another Nancy Weaver. I don't know why. I don't know, but anyway.
Yeah, I checked it out. This was another customer that didn't even, you know, sometimes people sign up, but they don't actually order. So that particular individual never did even order anything, but they had signed up for an account. So today's the 26th. right. Go ahead and process for me. No, I don't want that. July 26th. Okay, you're still with me, Miss Weaver?
I am.
Okay. All right, so your order is processing for today for your two boxes. Probably it should have a tracking number. It kind of varies.
Right.
And,
so you can send me that tracking number to my email?
Yeah, the system probably within the next, let's see, it gave me a message.
Yes, look and see what the lady put in there that did it the last time on the 13th.
Well, it doesn't show anything in the account itself, but it she noted that you updated the card information for the order.
But she didn't say anything about an order. That's really weird when she said it'll be going out the next day.
Yeah, it says customer called in to update card info, sent customer email to update, didn't work, updated card info, updated well, they said they updated your password and you wanted product shipped today. But something apparently happened.
It said I wanted product shipped today, didn't it?
Yes, she did note that. But
yeah, but she didn't do it.
Something,
unless they got lost. You think they were shipped and got lost?
No, ma'am. Something happened with the subscription itself. And it may be because you came from the old system. We had another system this particular account was in, and it was these were transferred over to our online store. So
okay.
So we've been ironing
out.
So
that price is the best price you can get on those, isn't it?
It is, because if you ordered them now through the online store, you'd be paying more. But we kept you with your same price.
Okay, well, are you done with me?
I think so. I was just trying to confirm here. Now, it says that the processing for the order may take up to 60 minutes, but you will be receiving an order confirmation too. Your BellSouth.net email, and when it's ready to ship, you'll also receive a shipping confirmation. It does take only about 47 business days.
Okay, well, thank you. And what was your name?
It's Rachel.
Rachel, well, you have a great night, okay?
Oh, yep. You do the same, ma'am. And let me just confirm. Now, for your next order, since these are two boxes, you're wanting your next order to be, let's see, July, August. You want your next order in September, September 26th.
Well, that'll be okay. It'll take a few days for it to come. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to change the date or move it up, you can, of course, give us a call back in.
So after that, it's just going to go every 2 months, right?
Yeah, it will still be every 2 months.
Okay. That'll be fine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling OMAX Health.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.